While the American superstars of the NBA lost ignominiously to Greece at the World Basketball Championship tournament last night, at least one U.S. sports star was giving his fans something to cheer about. At age 36, with an aching back and playing in his final tournament, Andre Agassi added another chapter to his legend at the U.S. Open. As usual, when the big tennis event's rolling around, we're joined by Boston Globe columnist and NBC commentator Bud Collins. Welcome back to the program, Bud.
Robert, nice to be here. And the Greeks bit the dust here, or bit the asphalt, I should say, last night. So maybe that would be Marcos Baghdatis, the Greek from Cyprus. So maybe that should make people feel better about the conflicts with Greece.
Now, Andre Agassi's victory over Baghdatis looked like it wasn't so much one for the ages as one for the aged.
Well, a good way to put it, of course, although Baghdatis is just a kid. But somehow Agassi came through despite, in five sets, Baghdatis looking like a winner at the end. Even though he was wounded, he had bruised his wrist in one fall. He had collapsed in the fifth set with leg cramps. And so Agassi had his Achilles back, but Baghdatis had his Achilles thigh. And the ninth game of the fifth set was just a wowzer because Agassi was serving and faced four break points. I don't know how he got out of that one. Maybe the crowd pulled him through, but by holding serve then, he didn't lose the match in the next game, but won it in two games. So everybody went crazy. It was a Greek chorus, but they were not in favor of the Greeks. 23,000 of them there screaming for the Greeks' blood and for Andre's success. So he's still in the tournament. The gods seem to favor him, Zeus and that crowd, and even more so because Andre is scheduled to play tomorrow and the tournament is almost sure to be rained out. So maybe I doubt that he can get out of bed today. He was hobbling as he finished the match, but maybe one more once. And he has a pretty good draw, a college kid named Becker. Becker, but not the one you're thinking of, Boris. This is Benjamin Becker.
Becker, I see.
Yeah.
There's another tribute to Agassi. I've read that James Blake, the tennis player, is dressed in tribute to Andre Agassi for this tournament.
That's right, in one of those wacky outfits that Andre, I'm one to talk about wacky outfits, but that Andre used to wear, this one with a pirate's kerchief on his head and some sort of bloomers and... I think James will get away with it for one match, but that's enough.
Well, there's lots of celebration and appreciation of Andre Agassi, but in the end, everyone, I assume, figures it's going to be Federer and Nadal.
Yeah, and when you look at it, you wonder if 126 guys are not wasting their time, because they will get paid, but it should be Nadal and Federer in the final.
You're willing to venture a guess as to which one is stronger for the
final? Well, Nadal is my pick. Federer is everybody else's pick. He's number one. Nadal is number two. But Nadal has a way of getting under Federer's skin and has beaten him 6 out of 8.
Well, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
US Open, about the men at least this time. Bud Collins of the Boston Globe and NBC talking to us from the US Open tennis tournament in Flushing Meadows in New York.